Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., all rights reserved.
We're back at 12 after. I'm Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate. Thank you very much for hanging around with me today. It's good to be with you. And let me remind you, coming up in the next show, the next day that you hear this show, we'll be back to regular. Not, as you know, I never use the word normal around here. So we'll be back to regular. I'll be back in my home environs and broadcasting from the local studio, and we'll be back to regular. And because, as you know, I'm still in Orlando at the Orange County Convention Center. And it's Small Business Week, and we're hoofing it up here with the several thousand small business owners who've come to the SBA's Expo 04, and we've just had a great time. So many different things going on. It's just a couple of different, two or three different beehives, actually, of activity going on, and it's been fun for me to participate in it. Seeing a lot of old friends that I've known for a long time with the SBA, many of them I only get to see once a year. And then meeting a lot of new friends. It's really been fun for us to see all these small business owners so excited about being who they are and doing what they're doing. And many of them are being recognized. And like some of the three of the people you're going to meet today, you're going to meet Stephen Burge, who's in the produce business from Vermont. He's the second runner-up Small Business Person of the Year. Then you're going to meet Larry O'Toole, who's from Massachusetts, and he's the first runner-up Small Business Owner of the Year. And then you're going to meet the Small Business Person of the Year in the United States, Cherie Mitchell, who has a daycare center, ladies and gentlemen. That's right. A lady who owns a daycare center business is the Small Business Person of the Year. That's pretty impressive to me. And you're going to meet her and the other two guys, later in the show. First one's coming up at the bottom of the hour. And then the other two will be with us in the next hour. It's going to be a lot of fun. And for Sherry, I keep saying that. Her name is Cherie. For Cherie, we got a little surprise for her, something we've done every year, the Small Business Winner of the Year and Small Business Person of the Year. We got a little surprise for her, so you want to stay tuned for that. That's going to be going to be a lot of fun and very exciting. That's coming up in the second half of the next hour. Okay, I want to talk a little bit about this process that these people took to get here. What happens is, and I encourage you to get involved in this process if you'd like for your company to participate. What happens is that somebody nominates a business in thousands of towns and cities across the country, and also in the District of Columbia, Puerto Rico, and Guam. Somebody nominates a business as a small business during the local Small Business Week. Chambers of Commerce all over the place have these. It might be an Economic Development Authority, might be a Small Business Development, SBDC, Small Business Development Center. They would nominate a small business to be a local and then become a state small business winner. And then they would compete on those levels. What you've got to do is you got to be nominated. And if you think your company is worthy of being nominated, you know what? Ask somebody to nominate you. Talk to them about the process and say, talk to your Chamber of Commerce and ask about that. I don't have a problem with that, but many times it's somebody else who nominates you. And then you compete locally, then you compete statewide, and someone is selected as the state winner. And all of the state winners, plus the other three that I mentioned, they all come to the Expo or wherever the SBA's annual conference is during Small Business Week. They all come here and they compete, so to speak, for the top three winners, top three spots, as I mentioned earlier. And then one of them is the Small Business Person of the Year. And so that's the way it works. Now, it's not a beauty contest. You have to have a well-run business. You have to have a business that you don't have to open up everything to them, but you do have to be able to demonstrate that you've got a successful business. because if you're the small business person of the year, you have to have that. You have to be able to, the SBA wants to know that they've recognized somebody who is running a successful business. And so that's what the competition is for all the way through the process. So I encourage you to find out more about it. You know, you might be saying, well, I don't know if that's what I want to do. Well, okay, I got you. That's no problem. I don't have a problem with that. But just find out about it. I want you to check into it. And here's what will happen just because you checked into the process of this. I think you'll find out more about a couple of things. Number one, you'll find out more about a community of small businesses out there who are having a lot of fun networking with each other. You'll meet some people. Nothing bad can come from that, from you looking into this process. And you'll meet people. You'll find out more about how your business stacks up against other businesses. You'll learn some things about your business. You'll find some things that other people are doing, some best practices. You'll see those as you go through the competition, that when you meet these people, when you hear about their companies, you'll learn some best practices, and then you'll say, you know what? I want to be doing that. That's good. That's good information. My company needs to be doing that. And also, you'll find out, the second thing that you'll find out about is you'll find out about the SBA. And, you know, folks, the SBA they're not my sponsor. They don't pay me to do anything. I just believe that there's an incredible amount of resources that the SBA offers that is not being tapped into by small business owners. As hard as the SBA may be reaching out to you, it's not being tapped into, it's not being accessed and used as much as I think it should be. And the reason I like to talk about the things the SBA offers is because I think the more you know about what the SBA offers, the more you're going to be able to be successful in your business for a lot of different reasons. The SBA is a lot of things, and that's what I told you I was going to talk about today, and I'm also going to talk about what it's not. And one of the things that the SBA does is it guarantees loans. It doesn't make loans. It used to years and years ago, but now it just guarantees loans. So if you need a loan and your banker, you're working with your banker, and your banker you don't quite have the numbers, you don't quite have the track record to allow the banker to loan you money based on their regulations, based on banking regulations and their criteria, you might fit into the category that would qualify for an SBA guaranteed loan. You'd still work with your banker, but the bank would help you to take care of the SBA paperwork. And we'll talk about this a little bit more right after these messages. It's 20 after. I'm Jim Blasingame. Stay with me. We're back. 23 after. I'm Jim Blasingame, the small business advocate, having more fun than the law allows in Orlando, Florida, helping the SBA celebrate Small Business Week. And I was talking to you just a minute ago about what the SBA is and what the SBA isn't. As I said, it doesn't loan money; it guarantees loans through your bank. So if you want an SBA loan, really that's not how it works. The way it works is you go to your bank and you apply for a loan, and if the bank says, you know, you don't quite meet our criteria, then if the banker doesn't offer it, you might say, well, how about an SBA guaranteed loan? So there's no reason to go to the SBA if you don't need it. The guaranteed loans are for people who need a little help. And so if you qualify straight up, then let the banker loan you the money. You're not going to get a better rate just because the SBA guarantees it, but there are certain situations, certain circumstances that make you not quite qualify for a regular loan, and the banker will typically say, you know what, I think maybe we might be able to do something with the SBA, and then they help you with that. Now, if your banker doesn't do that, or if they don't want to do that after they've told you that they're not ready to loan you any money, then you need to go find another banker. It's just that simple. And you might even, you know, you might even ask. Some banks have a sign out front that says SBA lender. We're a number one SBA lender in our area or something like that. So you want to check that out. What the SBA is also is a supporter of an organization called SCORE, Service Corps of Retired Executives. And these are people who volunteer their time. These are retired executives, as the name implies, and they volunteer their time to help small businesses get on their feet, to help them with marketing, to help them with human resources, to help them with business planning. So you can find out from the your district SBA office or the local Small Business Development Center, which I'm going to mention in a minute, your local Chamber of Commerce. Maybe it's probably in the phone book under SCORE. Look that up. And you can find out more about SCORE and see if they can help you. If you can't afford, or if you're trying to get off the ground and you don't know how to find a consultant, you can't afford a consultant, then call SCORE. And those people are sponsored by the SBA. I mentioned Small Business Development Centers. You've heard me talk about this before. They're in lots and lots, I guess hundreds of communities, typically associated with a university. Many times they're associated with sometimes with a chamber of commerce, near a chamber of commerce or an economic development authority. So find out about that and see if you can get some help from the SBDCs. Typically, they're going to help startups more than they're going to help people who are in the, you know, who are well established, but maybe not in all cases. But especially if you're a startup organization, find out what services the SBDC offers. I think you'll be very impressed. They've got a great reading library. Most of them that I know have that. Now, there's a district office in every state. Some states have more than one, and you know, you might find out where that is and drop by that office, and they probably got some. I'm sure they've got some material there to give you some ideas about what the SBA in your state can offer. Oh, speaking of loan programs, there are several different kinds of loan programs. And there's one called a 504, which is for fixed assets like real estate. And so you want to check that out when you get if you get a chance. You want to find out more about that. Now, what the SBA is not, the SBA is, let me give you an example. Somebody came to me this week while I was up here and said that they knew somebody that they thought had gotten a raw deal on a real estate lease deal. And they wanted to know if I thought that they should go to the administrator of the SBA and see what the SBA could do about that. Well, he explained it to me, and what it sounded like to me was that the person didn't take into consideration that when they improved this leasehold, that one day the lease was going to run out. The lease ran out, they didn't get the lease back, and they were all upset about that. Well, the SBA is not going to fix that. That's the person made a bad business deal. The SBA is not going to solve a bad business deal that you made. But there, I will tell you this about the SBA. The people that I've met field folks, people out in the state, and the district and the regional offices. I've met the people in the national headquarters in two different administrations. And I don't think I've ever met a government organization that where the people were as friendly, as genuine, who care as much about small business as these people do. And as I said, I've been doing this for 7 years with the SBA, and year after year after year, they keep coming across with new ideas, new programs that help small businesses. And all we got to do, now what they won't do is they won't go knocking on your door and say, let me help you. But they will, but if you look for them, if you make contact with them, that's when you'll find out that you're going to get a lot of help from them. And so I really encourage you to do that. That's one of my goals this year is to let small business owners know more about the resources that are available at the SBA, because I think it'll be good for small business in general, the more they know about that. All right, I'm going to take a quick break. It's 29 after. Guess who's in front of me? Stephen Burge is in front of me, and we're going to talk about his company. He's the second runner-up Small Business Person of the Year. We'll be right back. I'm Jim Blassingame, the Small Business Advocate. The show is brought to you by IBM and Office Depot. New shoes, and I don't know where I'm going.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.